This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Okay, I'm going to call to order the meeting of Health and Human Services. I'd like to welcome everyone. Only have a few people here, and welcome to the internet listeners. Thank you for joining in. I'd like to remind you to turn off cell phones. If your cell phone goes off, I'll ask you to give a $25 donation to the new Habitat Restoration Fund. So please leave your cell phones on. We want to put some money in that account. And you'll get tired of hearing me say that, well, notice that Representative Rounds has his badge on this morning, so thank you very much. Secretary, would you please call the roll?
Representatives Borglum.
Present.
Deutsch.
Here.
Freimuller.
Here.
Healy.
Here.
Milstead.
Here.
Ms. Kimmons.
Here.
Perry.
Here.
Rounds.
Here.
St. John.
Here.
Smith. York.
Here.
Wisey?
Here.
Jensen?
Here.
We have a quorum, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. So we'll take a motion for approval of the minutes. Okay. Representative Milstead moves to approve minutes.
Second.
Representative Borglum, second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign.
Hey, no, motion. No.
Online.
That's my fault.
Get with it.
Okay. Well, motion carried regardless. So, thank you. Again, if you're going to be testifying at all today, we'd like to have you go ahead and sign in and register. And lobbyists also, please have your badges on. And I think we'll probably get right into it. We'll have pages introduce themselves, and I know you've done this before, but we'll have you do this each time. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Erica Van Neuenhaus. I'm a senior at Burke High School, and I plan to go to SDSU and major in political science.
My name is Annabelle Simpson. I'm a senior at Riggs here in Pierre, and after high school, I plan on going to SDSU to major in pharmacy.
Okay, thank you. Representative Rounds, yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And as most of you know, our pages come in at two-week intervals. First 2 weeks flew by. This is the last day for our pages. I think this group of pages have done a very good job. Members, please remember to thank them as you see them after committee day and in the hallway. They've done a fantastic job, and next week we'll have another group come in. Thank you.
Yeah, it is amazing how fast it goes, even for us. We just kind of get to know you, and all of a sudden we'll get a whole new group come in. So, any other personal privileges or announcements? Okay, well, I think we'll kind of get right to it. We'll hopefully have a reasonably short meeting today. Our first bill that we're going to take is House Bill 1012, an act to revise certain provisions regarding state laboratory services. Is there any proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Joan Adam. I'm a division director for the South Dakota Department of Health. I'm here today to present and ask for your support for House Bill 1012, an act to revise certain provisions regarding state laboratory services. The Department of Health recently completed a review of the statutes that govern the state public health laboratory. The bill you see before you does not change the services nor the scope of the laboratory work. This is cleanup legislation. This will make current the laws that govern the laboratory. However, because of the number of strike-throughs on the printed bill, I do want to provide a section-by-section summary for each of you. In Section 1, we are striking the entire section because the language is unnecessary. The current legislation references institutions under the Board of Regents. For example, that would be the Animal Disease Research and Diagnostic Laboratory at SDSU. This laboratory is already reflected in statute under Section 1358 of codified law. That's what designates the Animal Disease Laboratory. I did visit with the Board of Regents before we submitted this bill, and they were fine with the language being taken out. Section 2, the changes there are being made to update the name of the public health laboratory. As you'll see, formerly the laboratory was referenced as the Office of Laboratory Services. It is consistent nationwide that public health laboratories are referenced as State Public Health Laboratory. Other changes there, we are, it mentions that the laboratory director would be named by the Secretary of Health. The Secretary names other positions that are located in the department, but we do not reflect each of those anywhere in statute. Also, under Section 2, you'll see strike-throughs from lines starting on line 14 on page 1 through line 7 on page 2. That language, again, does not change the work of the laboratory. We will continue to provide environmental, medical, and forensic toxicology testing, but instead we combined all of that language into the two sentences that are on lines 8 and 9 on page 2. Section 3, again, strike-throughs beginning on line 11 through the rest of that section, which continues on to page 3, where we're adding language on lines 1 and 2. Again, does not change the work that we do, but simply reflects that the work performed by the laboratory will be conducted by staff that follow the appropriate performance standards and have qualifications, meeting qualifications and laws and the fees that are appropriately established. Continuing on, Sections 4, 5, and 6, not as many changes there, but we are just making wording changes, again, to update the language and, again, reflect the official name of the State Public Health Laboratory. Mr. Chairman, that concludes my testimony. I respectfully request your support for House Bill 1012, and I will stand by for questions.
Okay, thank you. Is there any other proponent testimony? Okay. Is there any other proponent testimony? Okay. Seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Is there any opponent testimony? Seeing none. Thank you very much. I'll open it up to committee questions.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I'm too early in the morning to be called Mr. Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Number one, I want to thank the health department for their presentation and for the services they do for the state of South Dakota. I have only sat on this committee. This is my third year, but I've learned an awful lot. My question's going to deal with the employees of the lab, specifically those that are doing the testing. This seems to be the year of background checks. I know I've got two other bills that are floating around, background checks for certain. Do they have to go through a background check in certain areas of the health department in the lab?
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you for that question, because that is a good lead-in for the next bill you'll hear this morning, House Bill 1013. That question is answered there, however. The State Department of Health currently has authority to conduct background checks on only the employees that work in our forensic chemistry section of the public health laboratory. And you'll see where we're proposing amendments to Section 14334, which again is reflected in House Bill 1013. We currently conduct those background checks on forensic chemistry employees. And the reason is these are the employees that are accepting evidence from law enforcement. So if you are in the laboratory, you will oftentimes notice law enforcement entering the laboratory with evidence. And we are conducting tests on blood, urine, and also solid drugs. And the tests are performed by chemists who have had those background checks performed because they have direct access to basically criminal evidence there. So thank you. And I will explain that a little bit more.
Thank you.
Wider.
And I know I jumped the gun a little bit. I've got so many bills on my mind. I thought of another committee we're doing a background check on. So thank you.
Absolutely.
And if I can follow up, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Representative
Under Rose. The rules promulgation of the fee. How many separate fees are there at this time? Is there a count of the number of different fees that the health department has for the lab?
Yes. Thank you. Mr. Chairman, if I may. So every test that is performed in the laboratory has a separate fee. And we go through a process. We have a formula that is used to take into account all of the expenditures that go into performing an individual test. Those expenditures vary depending on what test you're doing. The equipment, just the individual test requires different supplies and materials. So we calculate a fee very specific to each test. And our goal with that is just to recapture our costs. As you may or may not know, the Public Health Laboratory does not directly receive any general funds. We are a fee-for-service laboratory, so we have to be able to recoup the costs. But we're not in the business to make money. We just need to be able to maintain our operations.
Thank you. Yep. Okay, thank you. Any other questions? I guess I have one. So how often will you do the background checks? Will it be just first-time employment, or will they continue?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, correct. It is just upon hiring that each employee receives a background check.
Okay, I guess I jumped the gun, too, a little bit, because probably really cut down your testimony on the next bill, because we've covered most of it already.
Certainly.
So are there any other questions? And I'd close public testimony and open it up to committee action or discussion.
Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I'll move to pass on House Bill 1012.
And second. Okay. Representative Rounds moves to pass. Representative Perry seconds that motion. All those in. Well, we'll do a roll call votes, right?
Comments?
Pardon me?
Comments?
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Comments on that motion?
Are there comments on that motion? Thank you.
Usually you go back to the person who made the motion, but I think we heard some very good testimony, and I'm going to urge you to pass.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll ask the secretary to call the roll.
Representatives Borglum.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Milstead.
Aye.
Ms. Kimmons.
Aye.
Perry.
Aye.
Rounds.
Aye.
St. John.
Aye.
Smith excused. York.
Aye.
Wiese?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
13 yeas and 1 excused.
Okay. House Bill 1012 passes.
Mr. Chairman, move consent.
Second.
Representative York moves to move to the consent calendar. And who seconded? I'm sorry. Representative Rounds seconds. Is that a voice vote? So I'll have all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. Okay, thank you. We'll move now to House Bill 1013, an act to require criminal background investigations for certain vital records employees. So, do we have any proponent testimony? Okay. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Again, my name is Joan Adam. I'm a division director for the South Dakota Department of Health. Here to present to you House Bill 1013 and request your support. House Bill 1013 is an act to require criminal background investigations for certain Vital Records employees. The Office of Vital Records is under the South Dakota Department of Health, and in its role, it oversees the collection and the release of the state's birth, death, marriage, and divorce records. The fact that these records contain sensitive, personally identifiable information that could be used for illegal purposes, such as identity theft, it makes it important that we assure that those individuals with direct access to the records are appropriately screened prior to working with the records. Background checks are common practice for state vital records offices and are actually recommended by the National Association for Public Health and Information Systems. House Bill 1013 would provide the statutory authority necessary for the Department of Health to conduct criminal background investigations on new hires in the department's Office of Vital Records. Mr. Chairman, based on previous questions, I will just clarify that in this section of statute, the Department of Health has already been given authority to conduct background investigations on employees working in our forensic chemistry section of the Department of Health. And now we are just adding language to statute, which also gives us the authority to conduct those background checks for staff members in our Office of Vital Records. With that, I'll conclude my testimony, and I respectfully request your support for House Bill 1013. I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Is there any other proponent testimony? Okay, seeing none, is there any opponent testimony? Is there any opponent testimony? I know we have kind of an empty room, so that's good. So, seeing none, I'll open up to the committee for questions. Yes, Representative Ms. Gibbons.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This bill pertains to new hires. Do the existing employees already have background checks completed?
Mr. Chairman, the answer is no. At the time the existing employees were hired, we did not have the statutory authority to conduct background investigations. So I am happy to say, and I'll add, our current staff has been with us many years. We've been very fortunate. We have a good team working in that office led by a very capable state registrar. And we have also been very fortunate. We haven't had any issues in our office. We're just doing this as a proactive measure to ensure that that good track record continues.
Thank you.
I guess as a follow-up to that, is there any mechanism in place to do a background check if a question comes up or if somebody's credentials are, or if somebody has an issue with law enforcement or whether, I guess, how would you be aware, informed of that, and is there a procedure in place to deal with it?
Certainly. Mr. Chairman, what we would do if their staff are very much educated on the policies, procedures that must be followed, if there were any questions about inappropriate access to those records, disciplinary action would be taken. That would be our recourse at this point.
Okay, thank you. Are there any other questions? Representative Borglum.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the background check, it is just the criminal. It's not financial background or FICO scores or anything like that, correct? It's just criminal background?
Yes. Mr. Yes. Chairman, if I may, you are correct.
Okay.
It is a criminal background check.
Thank you.
Only. Thank you.
Okay. Is there any other questions? Yes, Representative Perry.
Mr. Chair, when you deal with the backgrounds, and I know that you have a really good staff and they're really nice people and all that, but do you have a mechanism that if you wanted to do a background check on existing staff, you could, or are they exempt?
Mr. Chairman.
Did she?
For our existing staff, what we would do is if they voluntarily wanted to have a background check conducted, we certainly could do that. But the way we would handle any issues with our existing employees would be through disciplinary means if there was any question about inappropriate access to records.
Okay. Are there any other questions? Okay, I guess I'll close testimony. And oh, do you have another question?
Motion to approve. Move.
Move. Do pass.
Move. Do pass.
Okay.
Second.
Representative Perry moves. Do pass.
Second. Second.
Representative Borglum seconds. We'll take a roll call vote.
Mr. Chair, comments?
Yes. Sorry.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I know we're in a hurry to get out of here this morning, but as I mistakenly brought up that first question in the first committee, knowing in the back of my head, yeah, we're doing this one today, there are a number of other agencies in the state that are doing the background checks, and I think these are overdue, specifically with the sensitive information that's being passed. And Representative Smith is a little late getting here. We can go through this all over again for him, or somebody can brief him in the hallway, but I'd urge your due pass. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, yeah. I'd just like to say I love it when a bill makes perfect sense, and I wholeheartedly support that. Thank you.
There are times we wonder, aren't there? So thank you very much for that comment, too. Are there any other comments? Okay, we have a motion to approve, and we have it seconded. We'll take a roll call vote.
Representatives Borglum.
Aye.
Deutsch.
Aye.
Freimuller.
Aye.
Healy.
Aye.
Milstead. Ms. Kimmons?
Aye.
Perry?
Aye.
Rounds?
Aye.
St. John?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
York?
Aye.
Wiese?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
13 ayes.
Okay. Thank you. House Bill 1013 passes. Pardon me.
Move to consent. Second.
Okay. Representative Perry moves to consent. Representative Rounds seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign? Okay. Motion to move to consent is approved. So House Bill 1013 will move to the floor on a consent calendar. Is there any other discussion or comments?
Sure.
Representative Rounds.
If I may, we got two bills that are coming out of here from an agency that are going to the floor with a due pass recommendation. I believe it's the chair's responsibility to assign those to members of the committee to carry and answer questions on the floor, explain to their caucuses.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Rounds. We already have that taken care of. Representative Borglum will carry both of these bills, as agreed to. And so Representative Borglum will present these on the floor and in caucus. So thank you. Thank you for the comment and the question or recommendation.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rounds.
I move we adjourn.
Do we have a second? Who seconded? Okay, we have a motion. Motion from Representative Rounds to adjourn, seconded by Representative Smith. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, like sign. We are adjourned.
You're welcome.
Thanks, lady.
Any need to leave our.
Yeah, you always need to come out. I left my
folder
on my desk.
Oh, that was easy.
Yeah. Anything to do for you? Or
hang out?
Yeah, just kind of hang out right now. I think next week things will kind of warm up a little bit. I've got some finishing touches on the justice bill.